What if I told you there was a way to double your income while working half the hours? Sounds like a marketing hype, right? But today, I'm going to reveal the exact framework that's helped thousands of service providers break free from the time for money trap and build scalable, profitable businesses. If you're tired of the one-to-one grind and ready to leverage your expertise, this episode might just be the turning point in your business journey.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're diving deeper into what Stu McLaren and I talked about last week. And that's how to transform your expertise into scalable offers that free you from the one-to-one trap. You see, that conversation got me thinking. And one thing he said really hit home. He mentioned that the secret to growing your business isn't about delivering more product or hustling harder. It's about working smarter and with how you deliver value. That reminded me about a moment in my own journey about 7 years ago. I remember standing at the front desk area of my office in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. I had hit a ceiling many entrepreneurs face. I had more clients than I knew what to do with. My team was struggling to keep up with the workload, and yet I still was stuck in entrepreneur poverty. That year, I would bring in about $2.5 million in revenue and not even keep $100K of it for myself. And that's when it hit me, like a ton of bricks. I had built myself a job, not a business. And worse, it was a job with the world's most demanding boss. Me. Maybe you can relate. You're an expert at what you do. Your clients love you, of course, but you're trapped in this hamster wheel of one-to-one service delivery. And there are only so many hours in a day, and adding more people to your team just creates less profitability. So what are we going to do? If we're not growing, we're dying, right? Well, here's what I discovered, both from my own experience and from working with hundreds of entrepreneurs. The difference between hustling harder and building real wealth comes down to a single principle: leverage. Think about it. Right now, you might be like a gardener watering each plant individually with a little watering can. Sure, you're giving amazing care to each plant, but you're completely limited by your time and energy. And if you go on vacation, well, everything wilts. The scalable approach is building an irrigation system. Yes, it takes some upfront work, but once it's in place, you can water hundreds or thousands of plants simultaneously, even while you're sleeping or on vacation. And there are two ways to do it. The most common is to hire more people to do the work for you. I'm a firm believer in having a team around you and getting a number of experts to deliver your core service for you so you can focus on building your business. This is the first step in building a successful business and working yourself out of owning a job. The second way is moving from one-to-one to one-to-many, the way Stu shared with us last week. You can come to this strategy at any point in your company's maturity. You can start here if you're the one that would rather be a coach than a technician, or you can expand your current offering to include one-to-many after you have an established set of core clients and have created a set of frameworks for serving them. No matter how or when you get to the point of considering a one-to-many offering, you will have to figure out what that one-to-many offering is going to look like. Now, the easiest way is to connect with Stu's team directly and let them guide you through their process. But if you're still on the fence about this whole thing or aren't quite ready to hire a team to execute a launch for you, then I want to share a simple framework that can help you at least get pointed in the right direction. I call it the PSC model: problem, skill, convenience. These are the three lenses you can use to identify your perfectly scalable offer. Let me break them down real quick. First, the problem lens. That's a recurring challenge your clients face that won't be solved in just one session or one project. Then these ongoing problems are gold mines for recurring revenue or a subscription model because people will pay for ongoing support. For example, if you're a business consultant, solving a big problem today only creates the next issue for tomorrow. It's the nature of things. Business growth is ongoing, making it a perfect space for a reoccurring revenue approach. Then there's the skill lens. What expertise are you teaching one client at a time that could be taught to many? If you find yourself explaining the same concepts repeatedly to one-to-one in one-to-one sessions, that's a clear sign you could package this knowledge into a group or a course type of program. A graphic designer who keeps teaching clients the same branding principles could create a brand foundations course instead of repeating the same information individually. Finally, there's the convenience lens. What can you create that makes your clients live easier or saves them time? Templates, frameworks, or do-it-yourself resources that simply or simplify the complex processes that you deliver are incredibly valuable. As a marketing consultant, I could package my most effective email sequences into templates that clients can customize rather than creating each of them from scratch. Think of these three lenses as the legs of a stool. Any one of them can support a scalable offer, but if you have all three, you've got an incredibly sturdy platform for a business that can grow beyond the limitations of your calendar. Now, I want to address something important that Stu touched on: the fear of launching something new. I hear this all the time on any kind of new product launch. What if no one buys my course? What if no one joins my membership? Here's the perspective shift I want to offer you. Any initial lack of interest isn't failure. It's feedback. It's simply data that helps you refine your approach. Remember, every creator starts somewhere. If the first version doesn't catch on, it's a draft. You revise it and try again. What I love about Stu's founding member approach is that it allows you to start small and co-create with your early adopters. You don't need to build the entire airplane before you test it to see if it flies. Just build the minimal viable wing and see if it generates lift. I can't tell you how many one-to-one products I've tried to launch that were duds. But that's the beautiful thing about selling it before you build it. If folks aren't buying it in early, you don't waste time building it out. Now, there's some cases where you have to build out a platform in order to deliver a community-type product. But even then, I would say test a small part of the program to see if it has any teeth before investing in a complete system. The crazy thing is that you never know which one of your ideas is going to take off. I remember one of my clients who was booked solid with her one-to-one executive coaching program. To expand her business, she decided to launch a small group program with just 8 founding members. Within 6 months, those members were supporting each other so effectively that the value of the program far exceeded what she could have provided alone. So she doubled her prices, tripled her membership, migrated to a big chunk of her one-to-one clients to the group coaching, and cut her working hours in half. This was a huge shift for her, and it was a much healthier approach to growing her business. To help you work through what this would look like for you, I'm going to walk you through a simple way to think about this transformation using the acronym SCALE. S stands for serve. Start by identifying how to serve many people with a solution to a real ongoing problem. Think back to the PSC framework I mentioned earlier. C is for community. Foster an environment where members gain value from each other, not just from you. A represents action. Take imperfect action with a small pilot rather than over planning. Remember, done is better than perfect. Now, L is for leverage. So you can use technology, partnerships, or team members to amplify your reach. And don't try to do everything manually, really is the point there. And then E reminds us to evolve. Let your offering improve over time based on feedback. Your first version doesn't have to be perfect. Now, I want to challenge you with a specific action step. This week, identify one service you offer or a piece of expertise you have that you find yourself repeating for multiple clients. Sketch out how you could deliver that to 10 or even 100 people at once instead of one by one. It could be as simple as a PDF guide, a recorded training, or a group coaching call. The format doesn't matter as much as the shift in thinking from one to one to one to many. Then identify 10 people in your network who might benefit and reach out with a simple message about your idea. This isn't about making a huge leap overnight. It's about taking the first step towards a more leveraged business model. Imagine where you could be a year from now. If you freed up hours in your week, your revenue is no longer capped by the clock, and you've built a tribe of clients who are succeeding because of what you've created. It's time to break out of that one-to-one trap and help more people without burning out. Your next level of growth won't come from doubling your hours. It'll come from a bold shift in how you deliver value. And if you'd like some help with getting started, please feel free to reach out to me at buzz@buzzworthy.biz. We can meet up and discuss what is holding you back and get you rolling. And with that, I want to remind you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.